Before we go on, we'll go back to what we learned last time. The Gemara makes a difference. If you're Nader, Dalet Amos, Rosh Hashanah, if you stop to readjust the load on your shoulder, Lekatef, so then that's not called Hanacha. But if you stop Lafush to rest, then that is called Hanacha. Shabura, Sharat Zion, in Shin Mem Tes, Sitkot Yud Ches, says a Chiddush that the only time that you're potter is if you take a stop to reposition the thing to continue walking. Because then your stopping is Letzorech the Halicha. But if you stop for any other purpose, that's called Lafush. Lafush doesn't mean just to rest. It means stopping for any purpose except to adjust the thing to continue on walking. That's one thing. The Ran says that even if you stop to readjust the thing, but you just didn't stop, you put the thing down for a second to readjust it, as soon as you put it down, that's called Hanacha. Right? It's only where you stopped and you didn't put the thing down, and you stopped to readjust it, then it's not called a Hanacha. But if you stopped to readjust it and you put it down on the ground, that's also called a Hanacha. The Chazon Ish has a Sothik. What would be if somebody stopped to readjust the thing? So for him, he's considering and preparing to continue to walk, so for him it's not a Hanacha. What if somebody else now takes it off of his shoulders? Is that called an Akira from a Hanacha, since Klapi somebody else, right? He doesn't have that kavanah to continue walking. It's Maisa, it's Munach. Or no, even since Lagabi the first person, it's considered that it's not Munach, Lagabi the second person also. That's Lagabi the Chiyu. Now Lagabi the Ptur. What's it called? The person's walking Dalet Amos, and he stops in the middle of the Dalet Amos in order that he shouldn't be chayiv. So the Gemara says, if he only stops lekatef, so then that's what's it called, they're not considered a hefsek. And if he continues on, he walks two Amos, stops lekatef, walks another two Amos, and then stops completely, so he'd be chayiv. If he stops in the middle, lofush, right, he stops to rest in the middle, so that breaks up the Dalet Amos. So here, what's it called? There's a shaila, first of all, whether you're allowed the chatchila to do that. Are you allowed to walk two amos, stop completely to rest, and in order that you shouldn't be chayiv, and then walk another two amos? So in the gears of the Rambam, we have, and also what's it called? Most Rashi learns like that. The most Rishonim learn like that. Shulchan Aruch says like that. That it's also the chatchila. So even though you're not chayiv, but it's potter of a loser. And there's certain cases where the Rabbanim were matir to walk pachas midalat amas, which we'll get to as we learn through the Masechta. But except for those special yotzim and haklal, it's usher to walk less than dalat amas, even if you stop mamish in between. There's a girsa in the Rambam, and the Orchas Chaim also brings like that, that was a Rishon, that what's it called, that lechatchila you're allowed to walk pachos midalat amas as long as you stop to rest in between. One of the Gaonim, Sar Sholom, says that it's not enough just to stop to rest. If your intention is not to be over maver dalat amas v'shus harabim, because then your resting is not for the sake of resting, it's for the sake of being able to continue on. Because otherwise you wouldn't be able to continue on Be'over Nisa D'Oraisa. So you're stopping in order that you should be able to continue Beheter. So he holds it's not good enough unless you mamish sit down. Just stopping in order to continue, that's called mamish like Lekatev. Because here, it's halacha, you're stopping in order to continue. So you'd have to either sit down or put the thing on the ground, and the Mishabur brings down these machmirin, right? There's a, what's it called? Even the cases where you're allowed to walk pachos midalat amas, it's good to be machmir to put the thing down on the ground or to sit down, but not to just stop in order to even stop to rest. Okay. Okay, what are we up to? From we're on Heyomid Beis, the two dots. From the Rabban. Hamotzi mechanus leplatya, derech stev, chayiv. Person was motzi chanus as reshus hayochid. Platya is Rosh Hashanah. We'll see on the next Amud what a Platya is exactly, but it's Rosh Hashanah. So basically what it's saying over here, you carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, there a stave. A stave is a colonnade. It's a place that's in Rosh Hashanah, but there's a lot of columns there that are made, so you can't bring carts there or whatever. So it is what's it called? Makom Tur. Yeah, Makom Tur. Rashi. Platya. Chanus Rishus Hayochid. Platya Rechava Vahurishus Harabim. Derech Stave. Makom Itzdavos. Shiyoshvim Sokarim. The Shame Carmelis. So Ha Carmelis. The Lavla Hilucho Hukirishus Harabim. It's not made. It's made for people. It's like these little columns that people sit on. Right? It's made for. It's not made for the thoroughfare of Rishus HaRabim. So it's a Carmelis. So you carried from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, but you went derech a Carmelis, in the middle. Okay? You didn't go directly from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So, Chayiv. You're Chayiv, and Benazai Poter. Chachomim hold your Chayiv, and Benazai holds your Poter. Bishlom of Benazai Kesover Mahalach Ko'omei Domi. I understand why Benazai holds that your Poter. Because he holds mahalich is ka'omid. We'll discuss this in a second, what that means. It means every time you walk, when you walk, you take a step, and you basically are resting on one leg as you then pick up the next leg. So Benazai holds that all walking is considered stopping every time that you take a step. So therefore, you can, we'll see in one second, then how can you ever be chayiv maver dalet amos b'shus harabim, right? You're never walking, what's it called? We'll see, well, Tosa speaks about it. But then just for the time being, just understand what he's saying. So he said, therefore, if you walked out of Rishus HaYochid, but you took one step into the stave, so you went from Rishus HaYochid to a Carmelis, Potter. Now you took the next step, so you made Makira from a Carmelis, and you walked into the Rishus HaRabim, also Potter. Because from Rishus HaYochid to a Carmelis, or a Carmelis to Rishus HaRabim, is what's it called? Is always potter of a loser. So according to Benazai, if you hold walking is like stopping, every time you take a step, you're stopping, so then you didn't walk from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, you walk from Rishus HaYochid to a Carmelis, and then from a Carmelis to Rishus HaRabim. El Rabbanan, but according to the Rabbanan, Noi Nomi Dikasavri Mahalich Lavka Omidami, they hold that walking is not considered like stopping, walking is a continuous motion, right? Where do we ever find the Mishkan that they carried from Rishus HaYochid to a Carmelis and then to Rishus HaRabim and they were chayiv? That's a malacha. It had to be somewhere in the Mishkan that there was such a similar thing where you didn't go directly from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. You went first to a makom that from the Torah's potter, okay, and still you're chayiv. Omer of Safra, Omer of Ami, Omer of Yochanan. Nidi Dahavi a Mavra Chepes Rishus HaRabim. Lachora, every time that you're Mavra Chepes Rishus HaRabim, Dalet Amos, you're doing the same thing. Because, what's it called? Hosom, Lav Afal Gav, the Kama de Nokit Leva Ozul Potter, Ki Monech Lechayiv. As you walk, as long as you didn't put it down yet, you're Potter. Right? Where you're walking, you're Potter, because you didn't make a Hanacha yet. So you were Oker something. You're carrying it Rishus HaRabim. All the time you're walking along, you're Potter. And then as soon as you put it down, you're chayiv. So you see that you went from a place that was potter, and then the last step where you put it down, you're chayiv. And even though you went from a, what's it called, a place of ptur, and then chiyuv, l'maisa, you're still chayiv. Gemara says, no. Right? Midomi. Hosom kol heicha demanech leim makom chiyuvu. Wherever you would put it down, right, outside the Dalet Amos, you'd be chayiv. So you can't say that every step you take out of Dalet Amos is a Makom Ptur, and it only becomes chayiv when you put it down. It theoretically could be chayiv any place you put it down there. So that's not compared to here. Here, if you put it down in the Carmelis, you'd definitely be potter, right? The Carmelis itself is a Makom Ptur. Masha Ein Kein, the Makom Ptur Legabe Doraisa, right? The Masha Ein Kein over there, the place that you're walking on is potentially a Makom Chiyuv. The only thing is you didn't put it down yet, so there's no comparison. If you put it down in the stave, you'll be potter. There, wherever you put it down after Dalet Amos, you'll be chayiv. So, theoretically, every step after Dalet Amos is a makom chiyuv. It's just that the chiyuv doesn't come about because you need another tanai of putting it down. But the place where you're walking is a makom chiyuv. So it's no comparison. You're not walking by Rishus HaRabim and you're walking in a makom ptur till you put it down. You're walking in a makom chiyuv till you put it down. Just need another condition. Okay, so Mara says, we'll compare it to where you didn't carry it out of Arba Amos, you carried it in Arba Amos exactly. right? But in those Dalet Amos, you'd be potter. If you put it down, right, before the Dalet Amos is up, you'd be potter. But if you take it till the end of the Dalet Amos, you're going to be chayav. So what had happened? You started walking. The first three Amos are makom patur, right? So only the fourth Amma where you put it down that you're chayav. So you started from a makom chiyav where you're making the Akira originally, and you went through a place of patur, three Amos that if you would have put it down there, you wouldn't have been chayav at all because you didn't carry Arba Amos. And then you put it down in the Arba, the fourth Amma, so that's the same thing as here, right? Where it says, Hasam lava falgav di imanach le besov dalet amos potter, just like over there. If you would have put it down within the four amos, you'd be potter. Ki manach le besov dalet amos chayiv. If you waited and put it down at the end of the arba amos, you're chayiv. Hachanami lo shva, same thing over here. If you would have put it down in the stave, you'd be potter. But if you continued on into Rishus HaRab, and you put it down there, you're chayiv. Where it says, midami. It's also no comparison. Hasam legabi dahai gavra makam torhu lekuli amam makam chiyuvu. Over there, these three Amas in Rishus HaRabim, not a Makom Patur. They're Rishus HaRabim. It's just since you started within those four Amas, for you, right now, this is a place that you wouldn't be Chayiv because it's less than Arba Amas. But somebody else who started four Amas back, for him, this is a Makom Chiyuv. So it's not that this, in essence, is a Makom Patur. It's just, it's a Makom Patur, klapi, where you started. It's less than your four Amos, but it's a Rishus HaRabim, right? Over there in the stave, it's a Makom Patur for everybody, right? It's not Makom Patur vis-a-vis you. It's a Makom Patur l'gavi kol ha'olam. It's an essence of Makom Patur. It's no comparison, right? Over here, where you carried it, basically, is a Makom Chiyuv. It's only that since you didn't carry it four Amos from the time you started, that makes it a Makom Patur. Elamidi dahavi hamotzim Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim derech tzidei Rishus HaRabim. But it can be compared to the following case. You carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, and you go through Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Tzidei Rishus HaRabim are the place on the swale on the side of the Rishus HaRabim, which is not noach for people to carry their 100%. Right? And Tosa says, what's it called? How do we know that you're chayav over there? Right, so maybe it's the same thing as the stave, right? Since it's not considered like Rishus HaRabim, but he says no, that's the way it was in the Mishkan, right? Most Rishus HaRabims have tzidei Rishus HaRabim, so it's mistaber that when they carried from Rishus HaRabim Rishus HaYochid or Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim in the Mishkan, it also there were tzidei Rishus HaRabim. That's a normal situation, so that's mistaber that it's chayav. So if you know that Sidei Rishus HaRabim, so even a colonnade, which was maybe wasn't normal, so we wouldn't learn, be able to learn from the Mishkan directly that, but if you see Sidei Rishus HaRabim is chayiv, then a colonnade is also chayiv. Hasam lava v'gav di imanach le at Sidei Rishus HaRabim potter, the chimanach le Rishus HaRabim chayiv, if you would have put it down in Sidei Rishus HaRabim, which is not, it's only makom mahalach al yedei adchat. People walk there when they're forced off the road. Then they walk on the swale. But otherwise, they walk in the middle of the road. So it's not a place that's makom hiluch harabim directly. So therefore, it's considered like a karmelis. Right? Hachinami lo shna. So therefore, every time you carry, and every time in the Mishkan, they carried from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, they went through Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. And that would have been potter. And still, you can consider it chayiv. That's good according to the Rabbanan who say that Tzidei Rishus HaRabim don't have a din of Rishus HaRabim. That hiluch al yedei hatchat, that if you can only walk there with difficulty, right, then it's not considered Rishus HaRabim. That's not called where the Rabbim are walking there freely. Ela the Rabbi Lezer, the Omer Tzidei Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaRabim Dami, Ma'ikel Meimer, but according to Rabbi Lezer, who holds that Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Halicha al yedei hadchak is, yes, halicha. Even if you can only walk there with difficulty, that's still called a normal walking, and therefore it's considered a regular Rishus HaRabim. So how do you know, what's it called, according to him, that you're chayiv in such a case? Right? Maybe you taka or potter, where there's a colonnade, where you go through some other Rishus before you get into Rishus HaRabim. Amar le Rav Acha, Breder of Ika, Emer de Shamas, Rav Elezer, Domer Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, Dami, Heicha de Leka Chifufei. When did Rav Elezer say that Tzidei Rishus HaRabim are yes like Rishus HaRabim, where there's no obstructions there? There's no little things. Like they have sometimes on the side of the road, right, even today, little columns, so you can't park close to the wall or whatever. Right? It keeps cars out. So that's what they had then. I kept the carts away from the wall. Where there are obstructions, then even he holds what's it called, the Tzidei Rishus Haram Lapish Rabbi. And Vaitosu says it was Mistaber that they used to have those kind of obstructions, even in the Midbar, right? That the cart shouldn't come too close to the wall. Hilkach, Loha Damya, that's what it's compared to. Therefore, the stave is the same thing, right? Doesn't make a difference. See, in the Mishkan, you could go from Rishus HaYochid to Sarabin, Derech, a place that Minat Torah would be Potter, but you didn't stop there, right? You carry from Rishus HaYochid to Sarabin, Derech, Tzidei Rishus Sarabin, and Derech, stave is the same thing. Rashi. Chayiv hovelo omad b'stave, since you didn't stand in the stave, lafush, to rest, ain't kan hanoche l'vplakya. So you made a hanakira and rishus hayochid, a hanoche and rishus hayochid, a hanoche and rishus harabim, right? And the fact that you walked through the stave in the middle is irrelevant. Then as I poter, kin meforish, k'sovra mahalach ka'omei. He holds, whenever you're walking, every step you take is a stop. So you only walk from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, to a Carmelist, and from a Carmelist to Rishus HaRabim, you potter. Where do we find that if you don't go directly from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, but you walk through another Rishus, even though you didn't stop there, that you're chayiv? Where do we find such a dimyon in the Mishkan? Maybe you're only chayiv if you walk directly from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. How do we know that if you walk through another Rishus, that doesn't affect the halacha, doesn't affect the malacha? So Mer says, "Me to have a mavr chayiv from Rishus HaRabim." Yosef Dalaramas, you're walking, what's it called, a mile in Rishus HaRabim. As long as you didn't put the thing down, you're potter. Okay, v'chol kama galom manech lay potter. Once you put it down, you're chayiv. So all the time that you were walking, right, you're walking in a place where you're potter, and now all of a sudden you become chayiv. So you see, you can walk from a place where you're potter, and then put it down and be chayiv, and that's still chayiv. The apagav the ifsik hilucha beini veini, even though the place you were walking until then was potter. Mara says, no, that's no dinyan. Over there, wherever you would have put it down, you would have been chayiv. So the place under your feet is a makom that's potentially a place of chiyuv. So Mara says, okay, well, how about where you walk, just Dalet Amos. The place where you are walking potentially is not a makom chiyuv, because if you put it down anywhere till the end of the Dalet Amos, you're potter. It's only when you walk a full Dalet Amos that you're chayiv. Right? Mitzchilas Dalesov, Dalet Amos Mitzumtzomos. Exactly 4 Amos. So then, any place till the end of the 4 Amos is potter. Mar says, no, l'kulei alma makom chiyuv. Over there, that's not in essence a makom potter. It's a makom chiyuv. It depends where you start walking from. But that place could be a makom chiyuv for anybody if you start walking before the 4 Amos. Im yitlu chutzul dalad erichu tan shari haviru dalad shleimus. That place potentially is a makom chiyuv. Just depends where you start in your position. Atzidei rishus harabim, rishus hayokli sharabim kagon. The place that's the side of a Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim. It separates between the actual Rishus HaRabim and the Rishus HaYochid. It's the swale, the side of the road. Kigot, Chotzer, Shenifratz, Rishus HaRabim, to have a Mokom HaMechit, Shetzideh, Rishus HaRabim. Like a Yavei Chotzer, and it was opened into Rishus HaRabim. But the mechitza is still, what's it called, mechitzas go till the end, and it was broken open, and there's still, what's it called, the ends of the mechitza are mamish up to the Rishus HaRabim. So the place where the mechitza was, right, that's called Sidei Rishus HaRabim. Upligi Rabbi Lezav Rabbanan Be'erovin Be'erokol Kabol Gagos Ve'amri Rabbanan De'lav Rishus HaRabim Domi Vafilo Hachi Ki Afik Rishus HaRabim Derech Sham Chayim. The Rabbanan hold that's not considered like Rishus HaRabim because it's only Halicha al yedei atchak. People don't normally walk there. It's only with difficulty you can walk there because it's right where the mechitza was. And therefore, it's not considered Rishus HaRabim. Still, like Tosa says, it's v'stabra that every Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim has a tzidei Rishus HaRabim between them. And that's how they were chayiv in the Mishkan. Versus Heicha d'lekha chifu. Even Rabbi Lezer, who holds that Halicha al yedei atchak is Halicha, and see the Rishus HaRabim, have a din of Rishus HaRabim, that's only when there's no other obstructions there. Kigon Hahideirivim, the case over there where there was little columns that there were obstructions so the carts wouldn't come close to the wall, Hegedika chifufei. Noatzim yisedos ktanos. They put little pegs in the ground. Lifnei hakolsol, in front of the wall. Shiachufu shom agolos ukronos. Velo yachufu bekolsol viapilu. That they should rub against these pegs and not come so close to the wall and rub against the wall. So these are separate buffers between the Rishus HaRabim and the wall. Even Rebbe Lezer would hold that there's a case where you could have a Tzidei Rishus HaRabim that is, what's it called, that is not Chayiv. And still, that in the Mistaber, in the Mishkan, they also had things like that, right? Because that's a normal way of creating a Rishus HaRabim. Mistaber, what's it called, that he would also hold. Yeah. Okay, Tosus says a few questions over here. Says then as I hold that Mahalach is ka'omed, then how could you ever be chayiv on Maver Dalar Amas B'Shus HaRabim? Because every step you take, you're stopping. Right? So he brings down Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, well, you jumped. You jumped from the beginning of Dalar Amas to the end of Dalar Amas. You made an Akira and then a Hanocha, and there was no stopping because you weren't walking. Our Gemara doesn't bring down that. Our Gemara holds that B'Hochi Chayiv Yerachmana. That's a Gzeres HaKosuv. In other words, there is a malachah called Maver Dalad Amas B'Shus HaRabim. So even though normally Mahalach is ka'omed, here it's not ka'omed. Right? That's a halacha l'mosh mi-sinai. Right? That this is the, well, the Torah, in other words, where the Torah said specifically Maver Dalad Amas is chayiv, so it, despite the fact that Mahalach is ka'omed, here it's not ka'omed. Right? B'hochi chayiv, we have a lot of cases like that, where there's a special halacha that even though normally, if we do use our svaras, we would say that this wouldn't apply. Here, the Torah said it does apply. Tosfos says, so what does that tell me? Does that tell me, Lagabi, the Hamalach of Maver Dalar Amas Rishus HaRabim, that even if Omeid doesn't help? So then it should come out that even if you're Omeid Lafush, he says, according to Ben Azai, in the middle of Dalar Amas, shouldn't be Chayiv anyway. Because every Maver Dalar Amas, you're stopping every step. Still, that doesn't affect anything. You're Chayiv anyway. So therefore, if you actually stop, it should also not affect anything. That's a possibility, or maybe not. Maybe the halacha is that only the mahalach kind of omeid doesn't apply over here, but the regular omeid would apply. Right? That's Tosfos Shaila. What exactly is halacha Moshe Mishinai tell me? That even though it's considered like stopping, we're not considering that legabi this malacha. Even if you stop, so according to Ben Azza, if you were omeid lafu, should be, and he says another Shaila. What would be outside Dalar, you walk more than Dalar Amas. This halacha Moshe Sinai is to mechayev me for Dalar Amas. But after Dalar Amas, right, you don't need this halacha Moshe Sinai anymore, legabe, walking more than Dalar Amas. So what happens if you stop after Dalar Amas? Right, there maybe it would be that, you would taka bichayev, because you already walked Dalar Amas, where you had the halacha Moshe Sinai, it's not considered stopping. But maybe outside of Dalar Amas, it's considered stopping. So that's Tosfos Shailas. Tosfos has another Shaila. Right, that is about Lamed Lafush, we said already. What would be also if the guy didn't stop, okay, and somebody else took it from him, right, and put it down? Right, he didn't stop. And somebody else took it, so he never put it down. Is the stopping considered mamish outside of Dalar Amas? Is that considered omeid lafush or not? In other words, the halacha Moshe Mishinai only that your stopping of walking is not considered stopping. Okay, legabe Dalar Amas. But once you got out of Dalar Amas, maybe there it is considered, like Ben Azai says. So maybe you're chayiv immediately after you get out to Dalar Amas and you stop for a second, you're chayiv. Or maybe not. Then you have to put it down. Then there's a chiyuv to make a regular hanocha, right? And it's not, when I was out of Dalar Amas, maybe Ben Azai's regular halacha comes back, a mahalach ka'omeid, and you stop. Or maybe not. Maybe legabe the din of the maver Dalar Amas Rishus HaRabim, that halacha doesn't apply bechlal. There's no halacha of mahalach ka'omeid. It's suspended for this malacha. Then, if you didn't put it down, according to Ben Azai, you'd be potter, right? Because you wouldn't make the mahalach ka'omeid as a hanocha, just like it's not in the middle of Dalar Amas, it's not at the end of Dalar Amas, after the Dalar Amas either. He says the same thing goes according to Rabbi Akiva. Kluta kamisha huncha, right? That if you throw something, arba amas b'shus harabim, you're chayiv. And you don't say kluta kamisha huncha by maver Dalar Amas b'shus harabim. It's for other malachas where there's no specific halacha Moshe Mitzinai that you chayev for maver or zorek arba amas v'shus haradi. Okay. And he says also, according to Ben Azai, Ben Azai wouldn't agree with what we learned last time. If you're walking in the house from place to place and then you walk outside, right, since every step is considered a new hakira, so the last step you took before you left the house, right, when you decided to leave the house is a new thing. Right? It's not that, what's it called, that when you picked it up, you didn't have in mind to take it out, and all the walking is considered no new hanacha, right? No new akira, because it was no hanacha. But according to Ben Azai, every step you take is a new hanacha. So the last step you took, when you decided to go out of the house, already is a new akira and a new hanacha. So this halacha wouldn't apply to Ben Azai. Okay. Go on. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Umoda ben Azai bezorek. Ben Azai is moda that if you throw something from one rishus to another, so then what's it called? Your chayiv. If you zorek from rishus hayochid to rishus harabim derech stev, since there's no mahalach ka'omed, right? So you're chayiv. Right? You didn't stop. He agrees. Now, this is according to the Rabbanan, right? Or maybe even what's it called? The different case. You jumped from rishus hayochid to Rishus HaRabim, Derech Stev, you'd also be Chayiv. Tanya Nami Hachi, Hamotzi Mechanus L'Platya, Derech Stev, Chayiv. Echad Hamotz, V'Echad HaMachnis, V'Echad HaZorek, V'Echad HaMoshit. Ben Azai Omer Hamotzi, V'HaMachnis Potter, HaMoshit, V'HaZorek, Chayiv. If you threw it, or you passed it over to somebody else and put it in their hand, and you didn't, what's it called, walk in the stave, right, so there was no Mahalach Ka'omeh, right, or the case we said, you jumped, to be another case, right? In all those cases, Ben Azai's moda that you're chayiv. He only potters you if you walk through the stave, then he holds that walking is like standing, and once you took one step into the stave, it's considered a hanacha for Mishus HaYochid, finishes the ma'isa for Mishus HaYochid, and you're only potter, because it's only into a carmelist, and then the next step is an akira from the carmelist, and eventually you get into Rishus HaRabim, so it's also potter. So that's the case where Ben Azai says you're potter. Rashi, the zorek mechanus leplatya derech stev dechayiv the halom nach becarmelis meeting there it didn't stop in the carmelis at all. He doesn't hold kluta kamisha huncha hamachnis v'amotzi potter the mahalach ka'omeg the hanach gufa becarmelis. If you carry it in or out, then you're potter because you're walking, and walking according to Ben Azai is considered stopping. Okay, let's go on. Chomer Rabbanan, arba rishuos l'shabbos. There are four separate rishuos concerning Shabbos. Rishus Hayochid, Rishus Harabim, the Carmelis, and Makom Tur. Those are the four different Rishuyos. The Ezuhi Rishus Hayochid, and even though Lagabi Erevin Tosis points out, there are other Rishuyos. There's a real bona fide Rishus Hayochid with Mechitzas and everything, but if it's more than Beis Sasayim and it's not Hukaf Ladira, right, which is our question over here in our Moshav, right? No question, but it's, some people have a question. In any case, you have an area that's not Hukaf Ladira, and it's more than Beis Sasayim, so even though it has Mechitzas around it, you can't carry in that area. Okay? So, Lechor, that's another Rishus. Tosa says, no, that's a real bona fide Rishus HaYochid. It's only Lagabi Erevin that doesn't have a din of another. So if you carry from Rishus HaRabim into that Rishus, you're over Nisa Dorais. It's a Rishus HaYochid. Just Lagabi Erevin, they made it a separate thing, but it doesn't have a din of separate Rishus Lagabi Shabbos, really. So there's only four Rishuyos. The Ezehui Rishus HaYochid, what is Rishus HaYochid? Chorit Shu Omuk Asora, the Roch of Dalit. You have a ditch that's 10 tvachim deep, and four tvachim wide. So the walls of the ditch form a mechitzas. And then, even if you're walking on top of that, you're in Rishus HaYochid. Because the walls, once they're 10 tvachim, go up ad Shomai. And as long as it's four tvachim wide, and there's mechitzas 10 tvachim high, that's Rishus HaYochid. The chen geder. Geder over here doesn't mean a fence, it means a wall. Shu gavoa asara, v'rochav dalet. It's four tvachim wide, the wall, and it's 10 tvachim high. If you're standing on top of the wall, you're also in Rishus HaYochid. The wall has a din of Rishus HaYochid. Zuhi Rishus HaYochid gemura. That is a full-fledged Rishus HaYochid. Of course, Rishus HaYochid is a place, right, where it's surrounded with mechitzas. That's Pashit, that's not tell me. But even these cases, where it's not surrounded, it is the mechitzas itself. And it's not Litzvachim, that also is considered Rishus HaYochid. The Ezeu Rishus HaRadim, what is Rishus HaRadim? Let's see Rashi first. Dalid Rishuyos, Kulum Lefarishwa. The Gemara will explain all of them. Geder Kosel. Rashi says over here it doesn't mean a fence, it means a wall. Shugavoa Yud Barach of Dalid. It's 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide. Havi Rishus HaYochid. What is Rishus HaRabim? Sratya Uplatya Gedola Umavoos HaMufulashim Zu Hi Rishus HaRabim Gemura. So a Sratya are highways that connect cities. Okay, so the roads that go from one city to another. Highway. Okay. Platya is a town square where people gather in the shuk, in the middle of the town, what's it called, where the rabbim gather. It's the town square. The voas on the fulashim are roads inside the city, right, that are opened. And they open into the highways. Okay, they're not closed off. Right, they're opened into the highways. So those are roads inside the city, which are considered Rishus HaRabim. Okay? And we'll see, there are other Tanayim. We'll go back on the fourth time today to go through it, but tomorrow we'll start with these other Tanayim. Right? How wide these roads have to be. There are other places where the Gemara gives other conditions. And one condition that the Gemara never gives, but Rashi mentions in Erevin, which we'll get to tomorrow also. But so these are the different kinds of Rishus HaRabim. Either roads outside the city that are Hiluch HaRabim, in the city, town squares, or roads that go bisect the city and what's it called, are open at both ends. On one end they go into a highway on this side, the other ones they go into a highway on that side. Okay. And we'll see though if they have to be Dafka Zeh Keneged Zeh or not, right, if they have to be straight roads or not, that's what we'll get to. But those are basically the three kinds of Rishus HaRabim. That's a regular Rishus HaRabim. Ein motzim Rishus HaYochid zu Rishus HaRabim zu. If you carry from this Rishus HaYochid that we mentioned to Rishus HaRabim, the ein machnisim Rishus HaRabim zu Rishus HaYochid. You can't carry from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. The im hotzi v'hichnis, if you did, v'shogeg chayiv chatos, if you did it v'shogeg chayiv chatos, the nezid onish kares, if you did it v'nezid, but there are no, what's it called, witnesses, or there was no warning, yuchayiv kares, v'nisko, and if there's witnesses and warning, then yuchayiv skila. Aval Yam, a sea, right? It's not considered Rishus HaRabim, it's not Rishus HaYochid. Ubika, or a valley, not Mokum Hiluch HaRabim, right? It's not a Rishus HaYochid. Vistavnis, the Carmelis, right? And Istavnis is, Rashi says, Shlefnei HaChanuyot, Shiyoshim Shom Socharim, this place where this colonnade, right, that we have, the stave, that's an Istavnis. So the colonnade is not a Mokum Hiluch HaRabim, right? The rabbin can't walk through there. They sit there on these little stools or whatever in front of the stores. So that's a Carmelis. The HaCarmelis, and the Gemara is going to ask later, aren't they all Carmelis? Right? So all of these things are a Carmelis. Ein Alok Rishus HaRabim. It's not a Rishus HaRabim. It's not a Rishus HaYochid. The Ein Nosim and Nosim Besocha. But the Rabbanan made an Usur to carry in there like a Rishus HaRabim. So you can't carry Dalet Amos in a Carmelis. The imnasim and asim besocha potter. If you did carry, you're potter. It's asim in the rabbanim, but it's potter. The ein motziyim mitocha l'shus harabim. You can't carry from this carmelis into rishus harabim, because for that it's considered like rishus hayochid. The lo rishus harabim l'tocha. You can't carry from rishus harabim into the carmelis. The ein machnisim rishus hayochid l'tocha. You can't carry from rishus hayochid into a carmelis. The lo mitocha rishus hayochid, and you can't carry from it to rishus hayochid. Right. It's considered Rishus HaYochid legabi Rishus HaRabim, and it's considered Rishus HaRabim legabi Rishus HaYochid. Dimhol Shivich is Potter, but if you carry from one to the other, you're Potter also. Chatsiro Shel Rabim, Umevo'os She'ino Mefulashim, right? If you have Chatsiros that are Rishus HaYochid, right? You have a lot of people living in one, what's it called, one apartment house. So it's Chatsero Shel Rabim, so the hallways belong to the common property, but it's in within a house. It's Rishus HaYochid, Mamish. Or Mavuo Sheino Mefulashim. Or you have a neighborhood which is surrounded with a, what's it called, with a wall. And there's no openings into the highways. Okay, so it's a regular Rishus HaYochid. But everybody has his own plot. Okay? So Irvo, then, is Aloch of Eruv. Then the halacha is, it's a real bona fide Rishus HaYachid, and really min HaTorah, if you carry into there, you chayiv from Rishus HaRabin, you're for sure, but you can't carry from one house, what's it called, into the public area, or from the public area into your house. Because it looks like carrying from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabin. Your house is only your area, and the hallways belong to everybody. So even though it's a Rishus HaYachid halachically, it looks like you're carrying from one Rishus into another, because they are two different Rishuyos. So the Rabbanan made a halacha that only if you make an Eruv can you carry from the your house into the hallway or vice versa. So Irvu Mutarim, lo Irvu Asurim. Okay, let's see Rashi. Sratya, Mesila, Shaholchim, Bamiir, Leir. That's a highway that goes from city to city. Platya, Rechava, Shalir, Shisham, Miskabtim, Leschora. That's the town square. Umavuo shall ir rechavim yud vavama, Rashi says, or streets in the city that are 16 amas wide, and the fulashim mishnei rashim leplatya, and they lead into the highway, or into the they lead either into the public square, or they lead into the highways outside the city. Two possibilities, Rashi says. He says, well, he says one of them, but the other one for sure is there. One is that there are roads that lead into the public square, and they're 16 amas wide, or roads that lead outside the city, what's it called, where you go directly to the highway. Anish Kores, below Hasra, Venisko Basra. Bika Sados Harbe, right? You have a valley with a lot of fields in it. Istavnish, Lifnei Achanuya Shoshim Shab Socharim, or the colonnade in front of the Rishus HaYachid. Vakarmelis, Lakami Parach, Atu Kolhani Yam, Bika Lavainu Karmelis, Titani Tano Leel. Right, why Lamaisu he said this, all these are Carmelists. So why does it say also a Carmelist? Einam lo k'rishus hayochid mishum d'dami rishus harabim, dein lo mechitzas. Because it's similar to rishus harabim, because it doesn't have mechitzas. V'lo k'rishus harabim, it's not similar to rishus harabim, deinam domen lo digle midbar, t'lav lehi lucha d'rabim avid. Because in the midbar, the rishus harabim was made for the public thoroughfare. This is not a public thoroughfare. Ein nosim and nosim besocha. Kolomer ein metalten bohen ela besoch dalit mishum de domen rishus harabim. You can't carry more than that dalit amas within them because it looks like a rishus harabim. The gozer ben rabbanan not rishus harabim. We're afraid to let people carry a carmelis. They'll carry a rishus harabim. Im hotzi vichnis potter the zui carmelis amur lemanu. That's exactly the carmelis that we spoke about before. Chotzer shel rabim shepsuchim lechotzer batim rabim. You have a common yard. That a lot of houses are open into that yard. Same thing if they open into the hallway, like we said. Okay? The chotzer psuch rishus harabim, the yard opens up into rishus harabim, uvnei habatim yotzim derech hachotzer rishus harabim. And they go through that chotzer into rishus harabim. Umavo she'ena mitulashim, shirosho echad sasim. One side is closed off. You don't have what's called roads that are open on both sides, that go into either the marketplace or into the highways. And here you have a lot of different chaseros opened into a common road, but the road is closed off on one end. So it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So Irvu kol abatim shel chotzer yachad bepas, if they made an Eruv with a pas, in other words, they all became shutvim in bread, right, a certain shear of bread. So then they're all considered, and then put it in one place, so everybody's considered now together. So all the common places now are considered, all their houses are considered the same Rishus as the common places, because they all now have a shutvis together, through the bread. If all the chatseros made an eruv, so that's called eruve chatseros or eruve mevoos. Okay. Mutarim lahachnas la'otzim and abatim lachatser, you can carry from the house into the public areas, the hallways or the common yards. Or from the yards into the mavli. Okay, that's all lo irvu asurim. You can't carry if you didn't make an eruv because the houses have private ownership. Right, everybody has his own private house. The hachotzer rishus lekulam, and the chotzer is a common rishus. The nimtza motzim rishus lerishus afal pi shishtei rishus hayochid. Right. So even though they're really both Rishus HaYachid, because they're surrounded by mechitzas, but it looks like this is one domain, and this is a public, more public domain. So siog, also siog l'torah, laharkik adam in adera, shalo yotzim Rishus HaYachid, shalo rabbi. So Rabbanan made gzeira that if people are not going to confuse domains that belong to the Yochid and belong to the Rabbim to Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabbim. And I think if you could carry here, you could carry in a regular Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabbim. This is not one of the four Rishuyos. The Bein Irvu Bein Lo Irvu Rishus HaYochidi. Whether they made an Erev or not, this is a full-fledged Rishus HaYochid. The same thing Tosu said by Karfek, right, which is more than Beis Sosayim, right, which is not Hukaf Ladira, is a full-fledged Rishus HaYochid. It's just that it has certain dinim, legabi carrying, but it's not another Rishus. It's a full-fledged Rishus HaYochid.